for us to go to the next level. We all must do things differently. And to do things differently, we must think of ourselves in a different way.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hello, my gorgeous queen. Looking forward to being with you today with a really fun, uplifting message on us treating ourselves better, us thinking more highly of ourselves, us taking greater care of our lives, our bodies, our businesses, and our quality of life. So I'm so happy you're here today. It's going to be a short but sweet episode, as you already know, and let's just start with a prayer, shall we? Anchoring in is always the most beautiful way to begin any moment. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for reminding us that well-being is always flowing to us. Thank you for this reminder that you will send our good to us. Thank you that our desires will find us. In all of the old, outdated, archaic ways of being, thinking, feeling, behaving, where women had to do it all and go get it and make it happen and stretch and live on so little and barely enough, we know that in this moment, that with you there is all things love, all things abundant, all things prosperous, all things spacious, all things supportive. And we pray this believing. Amen. All right, my loves. Well, I'm going to do this podcast right now. However, I live with the noisiest human on the planet. And even when he tries to be quiet, he's going to be noisy. So you're probably going to hear chairs creaking because we're in a hotel room. No. Like, I'm doing a prayer and he's got to creak the squeaky chair. You haven't lived until you are on a meeting with a very elegant man from Milan about a very important business endeavor, and your husband goes into the bathroom and flushes the effing toilet with the door open. Oh, yeah, I was on Zoom. Oh, yeah, that was awesome. So I asked him to be quiet for 12 minutes today so I could get this message out, and mid-prayer we got a squeak. So I don't know what else is going to happen, but I don't have time to do this later, so here's what we got. And there's squeaky glum in the background. Okay, it's good to be loved. Where was I? Today's message, yes. Okay, so I'm in LA having so much fun, getting so much done and accomplished. And one of the ways, like Glenn asked me, I actually needed some clothes for like a colder weather climate because I only have Mexico clothes on me. And I ordered them. And he's like, why did you order them? I'm like, I'm fully booked in LA. I don't even have time to go shopping. But it's like all fun stuff. It's not like craziness. It's crazy fun. And like, there just isn't any more room. And I also do not work past 6 o'clock. I go to dinner. I do not work late into the evening. That is a non-negotiable for me. So one of the tips that I wanted to share with you today on how I get more done. Oh yeah, I did press record. Okay, I was looking. I'm like, am I like talking to myself right now? Anyone ever do that? Okay. One of the ways I get more done is I spend a little bit more money on myself. So I have Glam Squad coming to my hotel room to do a hair blowout because A, if I do my hair, it looks like it. And B, that's like 45 minutes that I can be answering emails, DMs, getting other things done, moving my life forward. Next, Uber. Even when I have a car in the city that I'm in, and I mean, I'm traveling in LA right now, but I don't need to drive around Miami. I don't need to drive around LA. When I'm in an Uber, again, moving my life, my business, my goals, my dreams, my money making forward. And so I just see a lot of women being really fear-based and really tight with money right now. And I know I used to listen to women like this and I'd be like, well, look it, I'm trying to figure out how to pay my rent this week. And you're sitting there saying like, spend money and invest in yourself, must be nice for you. But what I learned is that you don't do these types of things when the money shows up. You decide. You put yourself in the game, you make it a non-negotiable, and then the money shows up. So I just see a lot of women just taking the path of least resistance, doing the barely enough, asking what's the minimum, when's the last moment I can make the decision, what's the lowest amount I can spend, what's the least priced package, like all this little stuff. And you are a queen. And you deserve to be supported. You deserve to have all of the funds that you need to live your life. And you deserve to think about other things, quite frankly. And I'm just seeing women starting, as the world's opening up, starting to overwork, starting to get stressed out, starting to have that increased anxiety. And I want you to have more passion, play, pleasure, abundance, and financial relaxation in your life. And for that to happen, we all must do things different. For us to go to the next level, we all must do things differently. And to do things differently, we must think of ourselves in a different way. We can't think of ourselves as that old person who, in the old story, who doesn't have money, who's broke, stretched, doesn't have time, has to do it all herself. Nobody gets it like she does. If it's going to happen, she has to do it. So I want you to think about one way that you could gift yourself some kind of blessing today. Whether, something that's going to maybe even, something that's going to give you a greater quality of life. I'll let you decide what that is for you. For me, it's creating more time. How could I create more time for myself today? And that's right. So I did an Uber and a blowout. How can you create more time? Is it time for you to hire a personal assistant, a nanny, a virtual assistant, a housekeeper? Because when I didn't have money coming in and was broke, I realized that I could go spend 3 hours cleaning my house, or I could hire someone to do that, and I could spend 3 hours working on my business or 3 hours coaching. So just want you to elevate your thoughts, whatever they are today. Maybe if you're in a corporate job and you're used to like going in early and staying late, maybe it's like, don't do that. Work more effectively. Go in on time, leave on time, and get more done without having to put in the more hours. Delegate more. Whatever it is, I want you to find something that's going to create more time for you. For me today, I'm thinking of all the Ubers I'm going to take. So between parking and Ubers, I am going to spend I'm going to spend 2 hours in Ubers today, and I'm going to spend 45 minutes getting my hair blown out. So that's 2 hours and 45 minutes of me being able to delegate to my team, move things forward, answer DMs, emails, texts, send text messages, do the things that I'm really lit up about. 2 hours and 45 minutes. That's a big chunk of time. I'm going to get so much done in that amount of time. And then when dinner comes and I go and I meet a friend, it's going to literally, it gets to be like dinner. And then I'm going to come home or to the hotel, because that's what feels like home right now, and have a great night's rest. And I don't do work. I don't check my phone. I don't check emails. It's like that. So I want you to have an amazing day. Go see where you can find 2 hours, whether it's a day or even this week. Even if you find 2 hours and 45 minutes of you time this week, what do you need to delegate? Is it grocery shopping, food prep? What is it for you? Because I know the more time and space we have for what we actually desire, what we really dream of, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm just going to be real. What I'm going to share is not sustainable, but it's like a thing that I'm in right now. I am so excited, enthusiastic, passionate, and on fire with my life. I've been waking up at 3:30 in the morning naturally. I know. And that might sound horrifying to some people, but right now I'm so happy. I don't even know what to do with myself. I don't even think Glenn knows what to do with all my energy right now. Yesterday I woke up at 3:30 in the morning and I made it wrong. And I was like, Gina, you need to go back to sleep. So I put in like Askin Is Given in my earbuds and like tried to get myself to go back to sleep. And I didn't. I laid there for like 3 hours thinking that I like needed to sleep longer and got some good law of attraction reprogramming in. And today I woke up at 3:30 and I was like, Jeannie, you got to go back to sleep. So I didn't put the book in and I laid there. And then after about 45 minutes, I went and put the book in for 15 minutes. I was like, this is ridiculous. I am excited about my life. I'm getting up. So I went into the bathroom and like was answering DMs and all that, like got that handled, showered. So like, what is it? 7:30, almost 7:30 right now. And Glam Squad's about to come. Like, I'm ready for my day. And I've got so many fun projects to move forward. And when you're in this space of attraction, like just even more and more good comes to you. I was meeting with a friend yesterday for lunch and we were talking and just having a great chat. And she's like, what are you doing here in LA? And I was like, well, I'm just putting myself in the environment. I have this download to have my book be a TV series. And she's like, that's awesome. She's like, so do you know someone? And I was like, well, I'm meeting with a couple producers and some people who kind of know people. She's like, do you know someone who's done this before? And I was like, no. She goes, I do. And I was like, what? She's like, I'm introducing you right now. So it's like, you know, just everything that I'm desiring, it keeps coming to me. And that's what I want my time for. I want to go and have time to send her a follow-up message and be like, great to see you, ready for that intro. I don't want to be sitting there arm wrestling, getting an upper arm workout with my blow dryer today. So it's like that, queen. So I hope that this has been inspiring to you. One of the reasons why I'm waking up with enthusiasm and energy at 3:30 in the morning is because, and I'm going to be talking about this more in times to come, but I have been given the great honor to be a brand new brand ambassador for an epic, super clean collagen skincare line that I'm ballistic about. Like, I'm touching my skin right now. It's all dewy and glowy and just plump. It's amazing. And part of what I'm so excited about is when they asked me to be a brand ambassador, I said yes. But then the more I looked into it, I was like, I want this for my community too. Like, I know my women are going to go buy this. I know I'm going to make a ton of money selling this stuff. But you have community and people in your life also that if you're going to buy this from me, your people would buy it from you. So if you have any interest in exploring what it is to be a brand ambassador for a super clean collagen, vegan collagen skincare line, I want you to DM me on Instagram and leave me your cell phone number if you're out of the country. There's 27 countries this can work in. So if you're out of the country, let me know what country you're in and include your country code. But go to Instagram. You can find me at Gina DeVee. I want you to DM me your phone number and just say brand ambassador right from the beginning. I'm interested in finding out more and I'll get you the goods because you're going to hear me talk about this more. The future is about community. The future is about collaboration. And I am here for you, sister. If you're looking to bring in some more money, multiple streams of income, have fun, get closer to me, be around other amazing people who, you know, I don't take any credit for this, but I don't know what it is that I attract, like the world's most amazing women. So if you want in this vortex, get to me on Instagram, DM me, just go do it right now. Send me, put that phone number of yours in the DM and I'll get back to you. Lots of love because Glam Squad's about to be here. Any goodbye from squeaky chair section?
Have an awesome day, ladies.
Have an awesome day, ladies. All right. Lots of love, everyone. Bye. All right, queen, did you love this episode and know someone who would love it too? I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes and share this podcast over Instagram. Tag me at Gina DeVee. And thank you for Queens supporting Queens and for your continued support.